Welcome to a new segment of Anchored in Our Roots. My name is Catrice Tybett-Chapin, and I'm a licensed and nationally certified school psychologist in Washington State. On today's segment, we're going to break bread and talk about how imperative it is for BIPOC school-based mental health providers to have a seat at the table. BIPOC school-based mental health providers often work on creating shared spaces for our school community. It is an instinctual trait that we have that has been passed down from our ancestors. However, many school-based mental health providers face systemic oppression created by white supremacy culture. And with so few BIPOC school-based mental health providers and a national shortage of excellent school psychologists, many of us within our school setting may feel unsafe to voice our concerns. These concerns often have to do with systems that are in place that perpetuate negative outcomes for students of color, like practices that adultify young Black girls, zero tolerance policies, and structures that create the cradle-to-prison pipeline. Now, the most powerful act we can do is to put ourselves in positions where our voice can be heard. I love the quote, "Use your voice, even if it shakes," by Lindsay from the Little Milk Bar. Use your voice at culture and climate meetings. Use your voice at equity meetings. Use your voice at MTSS, RTI, and PBIS meetings. Know that you are relevant and your experiences as a BIPOC individual will provide such real, authentic, and valuable information to those that are trying to understand our experiences. I truly believe there are far more allies out there than we may think. Your voice will remove biases and empower our allies to help us make change.